The setup on a recent Monday night looks exactly like what you'd expect from a primary campaign. Volunteers settle into cubicles at a Clayton law office, lists of phone numbers, scripts, and cell phones in hand, ready to get out the votes for their candidate. But listen to the pitch, and you realize that this is not your typical primary.
Hi, Mr. Hollander. Hi, this is Jane Tucker, and Stacey Newman asked me to call you and remind you about the redo election that we have to have on Monday, September 24th.
Tucker got involved with 2 days left in Stacey Newman's first primary this year because she liked Newman's stance on gun control. And Tucker says she didn't hesitate to step up again when her candidate needed her help a short time later.
I was just so upset by the whole thing. It did make me wonder about what goes on when you go into the... I'm totally not about voter fraud, but there is some incompetency when you go into the polling stations. And so I just felt terrible for her.
The whole thing, as Tucker calls it, started when new state House maps put two neighboring Brentwood precincts into separate House districts. Those two precincts had the same polling place, and election workers weren't being careful enough with who was getting what ballot, says Democratic County Elections Director Rita Hurd Days.
We had redistricting, and so people weren't really sure as to who their state rep should be. A combination of those things, including the human error, made that mistake just unacceptable.
The county turned the problem over to the courts, where a judge ruled that the only fair way to untangle the thicket was to stage a new primary. He set the date for next Monday. Stacey Newman, the unofficial winner on August 7th, wasn't sure the proposed solution was fair.
I mean, it's a primary situation, so you're going to have people who voted in a Republican ballots back in August who will be able to vote again. You're going to have people who voted, you know, for other reasons, and they'll be able to come again. And then also I was concerned that the absentee statutes, the deadlines had all passed.
But still, she set about contacting her supporters and ramping up a campaign operation she thought she could shut down until 2014. Newman's opponent, Susan Carlson, is doing the same thing.
Phone calls. I'm out knocking doors whenever I can. Mail. Any community events where there's going to be a number of voters from the district. Luckily, we had not yet cleaned up after the last election.
It's hand-to-hand combat.
Judy Roman is among a half dozen Carlson volunteers on the phones at another downtown Clayton law firm just across the street from Stacey Newman's headquarters. Roman's an old hand at campaigns and would be out in the trenches for other Democrats if she wasn't here. But Roman says no one has turned down a request to help Carlson out.
I think they see that this one needs to happen. It needs to happen now. It needs to happen fast. And then they can go on and do whatever else they want to do.
Newman and Carlson themselves were key assets in the Democratic effort to gain some seats in Jefferson City. But State House Democratic Campaign Committee co-chair Jake Hummel says their absence hasn't altered his strategy.
Certainly, I would have preferred to have all the help in the world. Sometimes that's just not reality. We have a strong caucus, and other members have stepped up to take their place.
Monday's results will end, for now, the elected career of one of the candidates. But both Stacey Newman and Susan Carlson say there's no time to think about that until September 25th. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.